I want us to introduce ourselves. You go ahead. You've been here longer than me.
It's strange to even say it, but I've almost been here 10 years as the middle school minister. And so my name is Chris Reeser. I first started here in 07 as a youth intern. That's a hard one. And then through that, I transitioned into team sports. Kelly and I got married, and we left. We went to Argentina. That's where Kelly finished her master's. We came back in 09 and started our ministry here.
That's awesome. Tell me about your family. How long have you and Kelly been married?
Kelly and I have been married 10 years. We have three little ones, a five-year-old, a three-year-old, and a one-year-old. All their names start with an E. You'll get them confused. I do all the time. It's Evangelina, Elliot, and Everett.
And if you ever go down to the preschool area, you can know exactly who the Reeser kids are because it's perfect. They're a perfect resemblance of Kelly and Chris both.
Really? I don't see it. I really don't.
Let me tell you what, brother. I see it. And
I see Everett because he's got like, pfft, yeah. Like, that's mine.
Right. They'll be on the bye-bye buggy or something right around the campus, and I'm like, Reeser, Reeser, Reeser. You know, it's undeniable.
We're building the kingdom.
That's right. You've done a good job.
Yeah, thanks.
Way to go. My name's John Lowe, and I'm a high school pastor. And I've been here 5.5 years, it's been such a great joy to work with our high school students and to have the privilege to travel with them or interact with them on a weekly or a daily basis as much as possible. I just wanted to kind of share with you how our student ministries are structured. We don't have the opportunity to do this enough. But I'm grateful that John Tyner had this idea tonight that we would let our students lead, and it would give Chris and I the opportunity to talk about high school and middle school ministry. The foundation to our ministry happens on Sunday morning at 9:30 primarily, and we call that time connection groups. And our connection group time, that's our systematic time of Bible study. Both of our ministries employ a curriculum. So we have a plan, we know where we're going, and over a period of time, our students will study major themes in almost every book of the Bible over the course of the time they're in middle school and high school. Our connection groups also afford us the luxury of having adults who invest in the lives of our students. The adults are where our students are heading, and they have been where our students are. And the folks who volunteer in our connection group ministry, they really carry the water. They really help our large student ministries become more intimate because of our connection groups, the way we divide up. In our ministries, our students are divided by grade and gender. With the exception of our seniors, we put them in a co-ed environment where Mr. Paul Tahali and Carrie have developed a curriculum to help them to be ready for life post high school. And they've just done a great job with our students and helping them to be ready for a career in the military or a career just in general or on the university campus. Sunday nights, we have a ministry called Impact. The tagline for that is Next Generation Discipleship. The Zone Band is a product of that. The Fusion Band is a product. That's when they practice. That's when they learn the songs that they're going to sing, that they're going to lead their peers in. Many of the students in the booth tonight develop their acumen for media at Sunday night Impact. They're developing the lyrics, they're developing the lights, and they're making sure that the things are on the screen when they're supposed to be, and they help create an environment that helps us worship. So Wednesday night, we come in, and there's a time of gathering. We estimate between high school and middle school, we pull from 40 or 45 different middle school and high schools in 2 states and 3 counties. And so we both allow our students some time to reconnect because they're scattered all over the place across this region. And then we'll move into a gathering, like we've talked about, a time of worship, a time of teaching. And then in high school ministry, we provide the students a chance to respond to the message. And middle school, Chris, talk about your reaction groups. What does that look like?
Well, similar. We have them a time to respond, but it's reaction groups. Well, it's time for them to react to what has just happened during worship. not only the message, but the music. How's it impacted them? And so they're able, and we want them as students to be able to articulate what they believe, why they believe it. And if they have any questions, that's the time. We have leaders that are there for just that. It's questions. It's allowing them to, there's a lot going on in their mind, processing. Well, when we teach something, we want them to be able to say, hey, what is it that you believe? And why do you believe that? And many times on Wednesday night, we'll ask them more questions than teaching. We'll just ask them questions and see if they can respond.
That's cool. Very good. One of the things that we desire to see from our students, if they're in high school or middle school, is that they take their faith with them. Their faith does not just exist within the walls of Olive Baptist Church. This is a training ground. Sometimes it's a hospital where we come to heal, where we come to lick our wounds sometimes, but it's a training ground where our students prepare themselves for ministry wherever they are. If it's on a sports team or in the recital hall, or if it's in the locker room or in the classroom. We want our students to be conversant with the gospel. As eighth graders, they're all trained to be able to share their testimony. And throughout their time, we help them refine their testimony so that they're prepared to give an answer for anybody who asks with gentleness and respect. Chris and I both invest in a parachurch ministry called First Priority. There's a plan that our students follow. It's a four-week plan so that once a month, at least, the gospel is presented, but the students are preparing for that time. They're using different tactics to try to attract people to come to their club on their campus. And we really believe that First Priority is a great avenue for our students to live out their faith within the framework, the relationships of other believers. And we just believe that our students should have a daily witness, that they should always be ready to give an answer. We try to teach them, we try to train them to be sensitive to the leading of the Spirit, and when God prompts their heart, that they would be ready to give that witness or to come along somebody and encourage them, to help them have questions answered about spiritual things, or to lead someone right to a relationship with Christ. And that's the greatest joy, I think, that Chris and I would say, is when we know that our students are out there sharing the gospel, they're living in such a way that other people could respond to the gospel and see that there's an authentic Christian life and witness given there. Anything I forgot?
We're going to move into our time of testimony. So we're going to ask, there's four students that we've asked, if they would go ahead and come on up. We're going to talk a little bit about camp and what all happened at camp. All right, here goes. And if one of you would just grab a mic, we're going to introduce, I'm going to have you introduce yourself. So here we go. Y'all grab you can rock, paper, scissors if you want. One of y'all grab the mic there. Make sure it's on. That's always probably the hardest part. And that it's on. All right.
So introduce yourself, but kind of give us a little, like, where do you go to school, what grade you're in, that kind of stuff.
All right. My name is Jasmine Indris. A lot of people call me Jazzy, but I'm going to be a senior at Tate High School this year, and I've been going to Olive ever since I was in second grade, so this has been my home for a while.
All right. We're going to bounce back over here.
My name is Rivers Lewis, and I'm going into the eighth grade at Sims, and I've been going here since third grade.
My name is Nick Wilson. I just graduated high school from Pace High School, and I've been going to Olive my entire life, 18 years.
My name is Bethany Dean. I'm going to eighth grade. I go to Sims Middle School, and I've been going here my whole life.
So you didn't have a choice? Somebody just brought you to church every Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we would say you had a drug problem. You were drugged to church, right, your whole time. But done. Okay, thanks. All right, Nick, so you've graduated from high school. What are you doing next?
I will be attending Samford University this fall.
Okay, good deal. So one of y'all, or y'all kind of describe, what does a typical day at camp look like?
You're holding the mic, so that's Bethany's like, no.
Just talk about how's the day get started, and then we can help each other.
Yeah, we'll go from there. How do we start our day?
Oh, okay. So we started our day like, we either ate breakfast first, or we tried to wake up, and it took a while. and we either did our devotion if we were awake enough, and or we went to breakfast.
Yeah. Well, you were in your dad's dorm. I was there, and he can bang. People were waking up. I mean, Dennis, you are no joke.
Found Dennis's spiritual gift.
Waking people up.
Yeah. That's a good thing. I heard driving's a close second on that list. So,
I got it.
Okay. Just checking. So what happened, Nick, after breakfast? What was that first kind of gathering?
The first thing we would do to get the day started is something called Rise, which I think is what they called it. Is basically just a small worship set, and just, I mean, really the purpose of Rise was to get you awake, because most of us walking into it were pretty just like still tired and still just like, you know, sleepy from waking up. And so they would just play some loud music and yell at you, and then boom, we're ready to go. You know what I mean? So that was pretty much it. They just like got you ready for the day, got you hyped up to go to recreation, that kind of thing.
I'm pretty sure I saw you with some pretty sweet dance moves during Rise.
What can I say?
I mean, now does that come from your mom's side or your dad's side of the family?
Neither.
Oh, it's just self-taught. Your older sister, maybe.
I'm self-made.
Self-made. Okay.
It is.
God and myself. I heard a quote there, something like that. What would do after Rise?
We'll hand it to Rivers there.
After Rise, we go to recreation, and we just do a bunch of games there, and then after, we have like a small Bible study.
Yes. Okay, so as a part of recreation, you're saying there was a Bible study?
Yeah, there was kind of a Bible study tied into it where... where like the one of the like rec leaders would talk and elaborate on what was talked about on Rise and the topic of the day.
Okay, so they're kind of setting the table for the day. All right, very good. What happened after rec? Well, we went to lunch, of course, but
yes.
After lunch.
Yeah, after lunch, we all went to our Bible study groups for the day, and those groups were chosen by you guys. And for I know high school. Freshman through just finishing junior year, we all mixed and had different groups. There was three groups, and then all the seniors were together in one group. But during Bible study, there was a plan every single day, and we even had this little booklet. And the leaders of the different groups would just go through the booklet with us and ask questions, and then everyone in the group could take turns answering the questions and saying what they wanted to say. So that was one of my favorite parts. I just really liked that because the leaders were especially really good. I had Johnny, but then also Jake McDonald and Johnny. Oh, no, I already said Johnny.
Kyle Erps.
And Kyle Erps, yeah, sorry. They were the other leaders. And then April for the seniors. But they were all really good at answering our questions because they've been where we are just like a few years ago because they were, they're all in college, I think, right now. So, yeah, that was really fun.
So we'll come back and develop these items a little bit. So. After Bible study, there was free time, which is the youth pastor's favorite part of the day.
Especially on that big campus.
We were on a campus with that hosts 40,000 students on the regular. And
I felt like there was 40,000. They were everywhere. They had soccer camps, ballet camps. I didn't have ballet camps. They had everything there.
And I like the idea of ballet camp because they were there for 3 weeks. So I'm thinking going forward, all about to have a 3-week youth camp. What do y'all think? Oh my gosh, I can't imagine. All right, so after free time and after dinner, we would go where, Bethany? What would be next?
I don't remember.
How about we would go to worship?
Didn't we go to, like, prayer gathering?
Yeah, there was a prayer time. You can talk about that. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we went to, like, this prayer gathering with our Bible study groups, and we just, like, prayed about our day or what we wanted to lift up for the Lord. And just like what we needed help with that day.
Yeah,
that was one of my favorite times. We chose to have our quiet time in the evening before we went to worship, and we had our quiet time. And then our students, they were in groups. And what happened in those groups each evening before we went into worship?
Essentially, we would just pray about the things that were on our mind, and there was a couple different discussion questions that they would introduce to us before we broke up into our different groups to pray. And so just whatever was on your mind, just different things that we'd been thinking about based on what the camp pastor had been preaching on the previous day, or maybe something you heard at rec, and just anything that your group just was really focused on for that day, you could just discuss it with a smaller group, and then pray about it before you went into the worship center. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the question for all of you is, tell us maybe something that stuck out to you that God really moved in your heart this past week. You might have said it this morning, but just let everybody here know, just something that really stood out to you that week. Yep, you got the mic. Sorry. Next time, pass it off really quick.
Okay, so basically what stuck out to me was everything that happens in our lives, God works it for his good, and he, like, so we got stuck in the elevator on Wednesday
for camp.
Almost an hour.
30 minutes.
It felt like an hour.
Yeah, I'm sure it felt like an hour. When those doors opened to the elevator, it was like heat, like somebody opened the oven.
So there were 23 of us. There were, I think, all of us were from Olive except for one. Most of us were high schoolers, which is pretty stuffed. It's like, and that one kid that wasn't from Olive, he was at Alabama for like this track meeting or like track camp or something. Mm-hmm. And we like prayed and asked God to help us. And because there were some people that were pretty like stressed, put it nicely. And yeah. Okay. And I felt like we made a difference in that kid's life, or we could have, as he went on in his life. And when we got out, one of the girls that was really, like, really stressed, I guess, she ended up getting saved because of that experience. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
It's true. She came to me, and we talked a lot about salvation, but it was because of that instance, that moment where she was scared, and she just really wanted to know that she knows Christ, and we were able to walk through it. And as Bethany said, there are times where you think, why did that happen? I mean, I'm sure that it was 30 minutes or 45 minutes or an hour in the oven, sometimes things you don't know. But in this particular instance, for sure, this young lady came to know the Lord. And Amen. Hopefully there was another one in there that at least see you guys representing Christ well.
That was
cool.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So while these students, is it possible to put the picture up on the screen of our group at camp? We had 182 or four, give or take, at camp for the week. And so like Bethany's shared, God spoke to her through that. And let's continue to... Was there something that just jumped out at y'all, just kind of in general over the course of the week?
Yeah. For me, the biggest thing that I took away was kind of just that you never know what God is trying to do in your life. You might not understand why things are happening while they're happening, but you just have to have faith, and you just have to put your trust in God and say, okay, I don't know what you're doing, but this is something that I can trust is going to be good for me in the long run. And so it's just total faith and just giving him control of your life, because it's not your job to understand what he's doing. You just have to go with it and understand that he's looking out for you. So,
amen.
Well, there was a lot of things, but because I really enjoyed Pastor Landon. But one thing that really did stand out to me a lot is my parents have always, like, brought me up in the church, and they've always been really big in the church and stuff. But, like, Pastor Landon said that you may think you don't have a testimony that's good, that won't make a difference in somebody's life because you've been brought up in the church, and it's a lot like a lot of other people's. And he said, you should thank your parents for that because you've got one of the best.
Amen. Also true.
It is.
Amen.
Okay, one thing that really stuck out to me, there was one morning during that rise thing that Nick was talking about where the boys and the girls split up. So the boys went to one room and the girls stayed in the worship center. And the lady speaker that was speaking to us, she mentioned one thing that we have to put our hope in Christ. And I just really liked that, because if you try to put your hope in relationships or like sports or activities at school, you're always going to be let down unless God directly gives you that. And so that's really just not a good thing for you. But if you just put your hope in Christ, He'll always be there for you. And and you can always just put your hope in Him, and He'll be there.
That's a good word. Nick, would he talk about, or River?
Rivers, yeah.
In the guy's time, what was that discussion about? Do you remember?
Well, it was about a lot. Like, he covered a lot. But it was also kind of relationship-based in the guys, and one thing that he said was, with all your sin, like, it's a choice. Even though the devil and the world might load the gun, you're the one who pulls the trigger.
Yeah, good word.
Rivers is right. He did cover a lot. He talked, just covered a lot of different subjects, but mostly he was talking about sin. Yeah, just how when it gets down to it, sin isn't irresistible. You're the one that in the end is giving into it. And so he gave a good word about putting that burden off your shoulders and just putting all your trust into Jesus and just, trying to break free from those chains. It was a good word. So
yeah, it was. And it was a lot about being a godly man. Mm-hmm. And what does that look like? And what was interesting is he spoke a lot about being a husband and being a wife. And though you think that wasn't relatable to the students, it very much was, because where they're at and who are they developing. And that was really cool. And so for the guys' breakout, he was really driving home about what does it mean to be a man after God's heart, and how you can make mistakes. David made mistakes. And through all of these things, what are we doing to be a man of God?
Yes, perfect. So did we have a theme while we were at camp? Somebody want to share with us what the theme? Bethany, you're going to jump on that one. What was the theme?
The theme was I am. Like, the verse was Exodus 3:14.
Is it on our shirts? It might be. If you got it. Yeah, look at there. You're right. Look there. It's like a little cheat sheet.
It was like God, and God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. And basically, God was who he says he is. And like, he's not, I don't know. It's easier for us to create like a God, and we put our definitions of what we think he is, but it's who he says he is. It's not really us, because we put our definitions of like love, and we say we love like everything, but we can't really do that. We're not God, so.
It is, right.
It's a good summation.
Mm-hmm.
And did y'all learn the verse? I thought I heard some, but do y'all want to try and do it again? So say it again.
She did it in rhythm, too.
She
I don't
did.
Know if you noticed
yeah.
that.
Bethany, like, can you lead this group in saying that verse? Would y'all help Bethany do it?
Are we going to do like that? Yeah.
All right.
Okay. One, two. And God replied to Moses, I am who I am. And God replied to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you.
That's pretty right. good. That's I'm impressed. Good. Good job. Way to go. So y'all talked about the elements of the day. Bible study, for Chris and I both, we feel like when we go to camp, the key part of that is the Bible study group. We feel like the platform and the time of worship is important, and that's kind of like putting the exclamation point on the day. But we really feel like that the hearts and the lives of our students are molded and changed in the context of the smaller group study. Similar to what would happen on a Sunday morning or Wednesday night in a reaction group. What were some of the things y'all talked about in those life groups? And Nick, I want you to talk about kind of what the seniors did as well. So why don't y'all talk about that? Rivers?
Okay. In our group, Micah was our leader. We didn't really go by the book per se. He went by the printout notes that he had, but we didn't really go on the books because we didn't really want to be We didn't really want to be set by the guidelines of what it said. We really wanted to, like, open our questions and really, like, get us engaged and really, and we usually went on, like, rabbit holes and went really in-depth and stuff. And
But that was a safe place to do that, and you could ask your questions. And we took former students from our student ministries to serve as the life group leaders primarily. And that's what you're talking about. You had a trained leader who was there to kind of facilitate those discussions and make sure that if they had a question, they were able to talk about those and that kind of thing. You talk about it, Jazzy, and then Nick, let's hear from you.
Okay, so the different days in Bible study, we had different topics. So like one day was I am who I am, and then one day is I am love, and I can't exactly remember the other ones, but I remember the I am who I am one I really liked, because the words that we describe God as can't really describe him because of how amazing he is. So I am who I am is like perfect for that, because he is who he is. Like, that's just who he is in a way. So yeah, every day we had questions that our leaders would ask us based off of the verses that went with that topic. And we would all answer those questions.
So who was your leader?
I had Johnny.
Johnny Harris, who graduated from Tate High School a few years ago, and he's studying here in town. So Nick, talk about your life group. What was the deal with it?
Right. So the seniors, the graduates, life group operated it a little bit differently than the others. We did have a group leader similar to the other groups, April, which she did a great job. But two out of the 4 days that our life group was given the opportunity to meet, we actually had guest speakers come and talk to us that John had organized for us. And so one day we had John from the college ministry here at Olive came, and we just had a discussion with him about college and, you know, things that maybe we were worried about with, you know, how will this work in college, trying to get ourselves plugged into a ministry, that sort of thing. And then the next day, or the day before, I'm all mixed up with my days, but one day we also had a friend of John's who he met in Tuscaloosa, yeah. I believe.
Tim Simpson was the college pastor at First Baptist Tuscaloosa for 15 years, and now he's a missionary in China, and he was on furlough, and he came to...
Right, yeah, and that was just really interesting. We were just kind of probing his mind about, you know, life on mission. He's been living in China for a little while now, and he's going to be there for 3 years, I believe he said, just full-time living there on missions. And so that was very thoughtful of John to invite those people to come speak to us, and we really enjoyed that as a group, you know, just asking questions about whether it be the college ministry and how that's going to operate for us for next year, transitioning into this new period of life, or just like about missions, because I think John has recognized with our group, we really enjoy missions. And, you know, you saw from the Romania trip, all these other things that we enjoy doing. So that was nice to have someone who is doing that full time right now and just talk to them. So we did have a regular Bible study group time meeting as well for a few of the days. And we didn't go by the book either, unfortunately. I'm sorry for student life. But we just had a good time just getting an opportunity to discuss things that were on our mind and just different questions that were proposed to us at worship time or whatever it may be. So, yeah.
So we tell our leaders that curriculum is a springboard towards discussing the principles and the truths from God's word. So it wasn't that you didn't go by the book, but that there were principles that they followed and they chose to lead it in a particular way. Chris, what else would you like to talk about tonight while we're here?
Well, no, it just about covers it. I mean, we've seen just our student ministry as a whole when it comes to, of course, the music. We have students running media, students who are very involved, and so we certainly want to say thank you, as earlier, about even giving. Everything that you give, it goes to help scholarship. It goes to help move the ministries in the direction of making disciples. Yeah. And that's what we want to do. And so you hear the students' hearts, even when they go to camp, Camp is just a snapshot, and then it's also a way that we move into the new year, our school year, and we as a student ministry, we go together, and I heard a lot this morning of that unity as we're going to do this together, we're going to fight together, we're going to spread the Word of God together, and that was just a good thing when we hear the testimonies of our students who are ready to take the gospel to the world.
I just wonder, would any of y'all, was there something that you just wanted to share with the church tonight? We can bring a microphone to you and let you share. I didn't know if God just spoke to you about something in particular, or if you would like to give a testimony tonight at the waning part of our meeting tonight. Anybody? All right, Dalton?
Rivers, do you mind running there? Thanks, man.
This is Dalton Hemby, and he's going to be a senior at Pace High School.
And kind of building off of what Nick said, how he said sin is not irresistible, but God doesn't call us to resist sin in our own strength. He also gives us the strength to do so. And when we are faced with temptation, we shouldn't just try and do it on our own and try and tell ourselves, you know, just stop, because we won't be able to. But when we put our trust in Jesus and we just run to Him, then the devil will flee from us, and we'll be able to overcome it. So,
some scripture there coming out of your mouth. Who else? This morning. Savannah Coates back here.
Last week was kind of a rough week. If you if you're close with me, then you know a lot that happened. And coming home from camp and be able to talk to my dad, especially about the I am, because that was like really set on my heart. Because you look at God and you think, wow, like God's amazing and things like that, but he says who he is, and that's it. You know, you're not going towards other things to look for strength. It's just God, and it's just plain and simple and right there for you. And that was a lot for me to take on at camp. And then go home to talk to my dad, and a lot of my family had just come in town, and sharing that with them, it just kind of, I think, clicked. And just being so simple and just saying, like, I am, it's just two simple words. That means so much more.
It does, very much so. Britton Lewis. Now, y'all know Britton, the miracle right here before our eyes. Since Britton was released from the hospital, she's been on two international mission trips, and now she's been to camp. And, Chris, I think this may have been the hardest of it because of how spread out the university is.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
All right, go ahead and share your testimony.
So this wasn't a part of the curriculum or anything, but because of my medical issues, I couldn't do, like, any rec. Like, everything was running, and my doctor would have killed me. And so I couldn't really participate in that, and that kind of broke my heart because I'm super competitive and I love games, and that's just kind of a part of who I am. And so God really, really worked with me specifically in telling me that I'm kind of moving into a season of encouraging others. I was so encouraged by, like, not only this church but my friends at school, and especially by John and his family while I was in the hospital. Like, I mean, if you at all paid attention to that story, you saw that a ton of people were encouraging me. And so during this time, like, everyone was playing games and stuff like that, and I was kind of sitting on the sidelines, and God was like, absolutely not. Like, you're going to go, and you're going to cheer for your team, and you're going to encourage them, and you're going to come up with tactics, and that's who you're going to be right now. And he did that on and off the court. I shared this morning with the youth group. I had such a cool opportunity to sit in with the eighth grade girls in their room during free time a lot. Specifically because one of my little sisters is in eighth grade and she thinks I'm cool for some reason. And so that was just a huge blessing for me because I got to hear, like, what was on these girls' heart, and I got to just talk to them and tell them, you know, some of the things that I've gotten to do in high school and how God has used me. And so camp was just a really good time of transition for me, and a really good time of healing as well. Like, worship is just really how I connect with God. And God was kind of bringing me to this new time of, all right, Brittany, you've been encouraged, you've been grown in high school, people have been mentoring you, and now it's time for you to go out, and it's time for you to mentor people, and it's time for you to love on them. And so I'm just, like, really blessed with this youth group and with the leaders who have mentored me, and so that's really what God's been teaching me this year.
So, Brittany, I think the last night of our church group time, you talked about what you felt like God was calling you to do during your college years as far as that mentoring and best thing. Talk about that just a little bit.
There's a lot of things that I want to do in college. Specifically, I would love to work with high school and middle school girls. I can tell you several people who worked specifically in my life when I was in high school. My English teacher, Miss Everett, was one of my favorite people to go to. And then Rachel Highnote, like, specifically worked in my life as one of my Sunday school teachers. And so also Carrie Gann, who's a phenomenal woman. The Lord just really blessed me with amazing women, and like he specifically put them in my path. And in Esther, it talks about like God puts people there for such a time as this. And God did. I mean, he put certain people in my life for such a time. And so I would love to be that to younger girls. And just like the way that God has allowed people to mentor me, I would love to do back to others, if that makes any sense.
So pass the microphone to Maddie Lowe.
Yes, Maddie.
Maddie, I know you're pleased at this. So talk about what y'all did in the dorm at night, in the room, okay. And then kind of talk about what y'all been doing to kind of prepare for life as a college student here in Pensacola.
Okay, well, first of all, I just want to say that something that meant a lot to me this year at camp was that, like, outside of, like, Bible study and worship, I felt like, you know, in our walks to places and just at lunch and in the dorms at night, we really had those good conversations, and we didn't just leave talking about Christ at those times, but it was everywhere at camp, like, you know, rec, everywhere. And even since I've been home, like last night, I was just hanging out with my friends, and we ended up like sharing our testimonies with each other. And so that's just really been cool to me, because a big thing that we've talked about is kind of stickiness and not just keeping our Jesus high at camp, but really trying to make it stick. And what was your other question?
And then what have you been doing to kind of prepare for life as a college student here in Pensacola?
Okay, so one big part that Nick mentioned was in our Bible study. That was more of kind of a prep for college, I felt like. And we've been trying to really get a lot of people involved so that we can try to grow the college ministry. And because a good group of us is staying here next year. So
we recognized 63 seniors on May 20th, Senior Sunday. And I believe just over half are planning to stay in Pensacola. And so it's been fun for like Britton and Maddie and some of the others who are working within their networks to try to develop some interest in the college ministry here. And I know that worship is a big part of that, and we've been blessed with some students who are staying in town who have been a part of the bands and that kind of thing. And I'm just excited to see what God's going to do there. So anybody else up here? Anything that
David
just
had something.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now let me tell you who David is. David, stand up. Nick Wilson and Andrea Mendoza. Nick was the rooster for this past school year, and Andrea was the hen. This is a 30-year tradition at Olive in the student ministry, and it signifies the leader of the student ministry. And this year, Jazzy was selected as the hen, and David Milburn as the rooster. And so that congratulations are due them. Let's congratulate them. And it's been real encouraging for me to see David step up at his school, leading chapels and just being encouraging to his peers with Snapchats in the morning and texts and things like that. So David, go ahead and share with us what was on your heart.
All right, so this week at camp, I learned that, like, once you're saved, you can't be unsaved. And, like, whenever you're getting this has happened after camp, but I was doing a devotion, I think it was called on, like, Saturday, not yesterday. And so, yesterday morning, and it was titled Light in the Darkness. And so, Jesus calls us all to be a light in the darkness. And, you know, we can't stand still and be a Dead Sea Christian. You have to continue to move. And like Maddie said, we can't just keep our Jesus high at camp. We have to continue to move, keep that Jesus high going and keep on pursuing and serving him, not just while we're at camp, but when we're like at our home and stuff like that and anywhere, like whether it be Romania, you know, our church, our classroom, or just anywhere in our school. I'm blessed to be around this type of group and to be able to lead them this year. That's an honor. It's actually more than an honor to lead this crazy. Okay. Crazy is the first word. Crazy, God-fearing, God-loving, fun group. Like, this group means so much to me, and if there's just anything they need, I'm gonna try to be here for them as much as I can. So, yeah.
Thank you, David. What I'd like to do, if you went to camp or you volunteer, you're a connection group leader, a reaction group leader, if you're involved in any facet of our student ministry, impact or anything, would you stand up for me, please? Come on, every one of you. Let's thank them for investing in our students and doing that so well.